ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება მეოთხე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება მეოთხე ვარიანტი. იმ შემთხვევაში, თუ ჩანაწერი ცუდად ისმის, გთხოვთ ახლავე აცნობოთ მეთვალყურეს. თქვენ მონიტორზე დაინახავთ მოსმენის დავალების შეკითხვებს. გთხოვთ მოუსმინოთ აუდიო ჩანაწერს და ისე შეასრულოთ დავალება.
Task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1.
My name is Chloe Stewart. I was born in the United Kingdom, but I live in the United States now. I am a photographer and I enjoy taking photos of different weather conditions. Last year, I spent several months in Australia and came back to the United States with great photos. I hope to arrange an exhibition of my Australian photos in Soho Photo Gallery in New York. Taking photos is not very difficult. What you need is the right camera. It doesn't need to be expensive or very new. I've had my old Canon camera since the 1990s, but I don't usually use a digital camera. Photos taken by a digital camera look very artificial. My name is Chloe Stewart. I was born in the United Kingdom, but I live in the United States now. I am a photographer and I enjoy taking photos of different weather conditions. Last year, I spent several months in Australia and came back to the United States with great photos. I hope to arrange an exhibition of my Australian photos in Soho Photo Gallery in New York. Taking photos is not very difficult. What you need is the right camera. It doesn't need to be expensive or very new. I've had my old Canon camera since the 1990s, but I don't usually use a digital camera. Photos taken by a digital camera look very artificial.
Text 2.
Resi in Kazbegi, Ushkuli in Svaneti, and Bochorna in Tusheti, at different times in history, had the honor of being the highest village in Europe. According to the population count, in 2014, Bochorna in Tusheti is the highest populated village. 76-year-old Irakli Kveda Gorice has lived in Bochorna for 4 years. He offered medical help to other people living in the almost empty villages in Tusheti. Irakli Kveda Gorice is the only man who lives in Bochorna all year round. Thanks to him, Bochorna is now officially recognized as Europe's highest populated village. He believes that because it has become the highest populated village, it will attract more tourists there and Tusheti in general. Resi in Kazbegi, Ushkuli in Svaneti, and Bochorna in Tusheti, at different times in history, had the honor of being the highest village in Europe. According to the population count, in 2014, Bochorna in Tusheti is the highest populated village. 76-year-old Irakli Kveda Gorice has lived in Bochorna for 4 years. He offered medical help to other people living in the almost empty villages in Tusheti. Irakli Kveda Gorice is the only man who lives in Bochorna all year round. Thanks to him, Bochorna is now officially recognized as Europe's highest populated village. He believes that because it has become the highest populated village, it will attract more tourists there and Tusheti in general.
Text 3. The Cannes Film Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France. Like the Berlin International Film Festival, the Cannes Festival has become a very popular event for cinema lovers. The festival shows new films of all genres, including documentaries, and attracts hundreds of film producers from all over the world. The most important part of the Cannes Film Festival is an award-giving ceremony when winners for different nominations are announced. The most prestigious award given out at Cannes is the Golden Palm for the Best Feature Film. In 2019, the film named Parasite, directed by a South Korean film director, was awarded the Golden Palm. The award for the best short film went to the film The Distance Between the Sky and Us, directed by a Greek, and the Best Actor award went to a Spanish star, Antonio Banderas. The Cannes Film Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France. Like the Berlin International Film Festival, the Cannes Festival has become a very popular event for cinema lovers. The festival shows new films of all genres, including documentaries, and attracts hundreds of film producers from all over the world. The most important part of the Cannes Film Festival is an award-giving ceremony when winners for different nominations are announced. The most prestigious award given out at Cannes is the Golden Palm for the Best Feature Film. In 2019, the film named Parasite, directed by a South Korean film director, was awarded the Golden Palm. The award for the best short film went to the film The Distance Between the Sky and Us, directed by a Greek, and the Best Actor award went to a Spanish star, Antonio Banderas. Text 4. In the Soviet period, Georgian cinematography was successfully developing. Tbilisi Film Studio was known as one of the top three studios in the Soviet Union. However, Georgian cinematography ceased to exist when the Soviet Union fell to pieces in 1991. This was followed by civil war and economic problems. Because the country was not able to finance films, the industry infrastructure soon came to an end. However, little by little, Georgian films and modern Georgian film directors came back on the scene. The fact that two Georgian films, Corn Island and Tangerines, were nominated for an Oscar shows that even with limited finances, it is possible to make world-class films. Meanwhile, a new generation of Western-educated Georgian filmmakers began to appear, and these newcomers show that they are good at making feature films that receive positive reviews. In the Soviet period, Georgian cinematography was successfully developing. Tbilisi Film Studio was known as one of the top three studios in the Soviet Union. However, Georgian cinematography ceased to exist when the Soviet Union fell to pieces in 1991. This was followed by civil war and economic problems. Because the country was not able to finance films, the industry infrastructure soon came to an end. However, little by little, Georgian films and modern Georgian film directors came back on the scene. The fact that two Georgian films, Corn Island and Tangerines, were nominated for an Oscar shows that even with limited finances, it is possible to make world-class films. Meanwhile, a new generation of Western-educated Georgian filmmakers began to appear, and these newcomers show that they are good at making feature films that receive positive reviews. Text 5. James Trumbo was an American novelist and screenwriter, which means writing stories for films. He wrote many scripts for award-winning films, including Roman Holiday, Spartacus, and others. James Trumbo was one among those producers, film directors, and screenwriters who were blamed for their contact with communists. As a result, he was not able to openly work in the movie industry. James Trumbo's absolute talent as a screenwriter allowed him to continue working secretly on films, writing under other authors' names. His two scripts, Roman Holiday and The Brave One, won two Academy Awards for Best Story. But unfortunately, his name was not mentioned among those who worked on the film. Finally, James Trumbo was officially recognized as the screenwriter for Spartacus in 1960. So, this was the end of the Hollywood blacklist for Trumbo and other movie industry professionals. James Trumbo was an American novelist and screenwriter, which means writing stories for films. He wrote many scripts for award-winning films, including Roman Holiday, Spartacus, and others. James Trumbo was one among those producers, film directors, and screenwriters who were blamed for their contact with communists. As a result, he was not able to openly work in the movie industry. James Trumbo's absolute talent as a screenwriter allowed him to continue working secretly on films, writing under other authors' names. His two scripts, Roman Holiday and The Brave One, won two Academy Awards for Best Story. But unfortunately, his name was not mentioned among those who worked on the film. Finally, James Trumbo was officially recognized as the screenwriter for Spartacus in 1960. So, this was the end of the Hollywood blacklist for Trumbo and other movie industry professionals. Task 2. You're going to listen to one text with 8 questions. Mark the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sharon Lovejoy. I'm the author of many books about gardening. I'd like to talk about how I started writing books about gardening. My book, Make Your Garden Unique, is for that category of people who enjoy gardening but are unsuccessful at it. As you know, some people buy some plants and put them in their garden when they move into a new house. But unfortunately, they are not able to grow trees and flowers in their gardens, though they use high-quality plants. Why don't they get professional gardeners, you may ask? Because their services cost a lot of money, and in addition, gardening brings joy to many people. My readers think I must come from a family of gardeners, but both my parents are water sports teachers. They did their best to interest me in some kind of sport, but my poor health did not allow me to do any. Throughout my life, I've worked in different places. While working for the National Nature Reserve, I was asked to write about my day at work for an environmental project. I have always been good at writing. I won a short story prize at school and wrote a couple of interesting essays at college, but I had no real passion for writing then. Only when I wrote for an environmental project, I realized how exciting writing could be. So one day, sometime later, I saw an advert in a magazine. The magazine was looking for a journalist who would write about gardening. I applied immediately. I thought I could do it parallel with gardening. I got the job, and after a while, I became an editor. As editors work irregular hours, it didn't leave me time for gardening. I liked my job, but I loved gardening even more. Consequently, I decided it was time for a change, and I left the job. My bosses weren't very happy about it, I must say. So I went back to gardening. At the same time, I started writing a book, and I've never regretted it, really. My first book was received with enthusiasm. As a result, I started working on my second book about gardens around the world. Writing books isn't an easy thing to do. It takes years of experience to learn to write attractively. In my opinion, my book was a success because I included interviews in a way that amused the readers and not just dry information. Of course, the information was correct and well-researched, but any writer does the same thing while writing. Today, many magazines and books on gardening include a lot of photographs, and it's good. But those pictures mostly show how things might be and not how they really are. I don't like that. In contrast to those books, my book contains real-life photographs, which brought many people into gardening. The text is still an important part, though. Readers do not just buy beautiful pictures, you know. Recently, I have been asked to take part in a TV program, but I haven't decided to take this job yet. It's true I'll have less time for writing, but it's a good idea to do something else from time to time. The idea is to interview the people who have the most amazing gardens in Europe. It's also true that such a TV program could make me a celebrity immediately, but I'm not ready for the situation when I get recognized in the street, although my publisher says that's something I should really be happy about. Hello, everybody. I'm Sharon Lovejoy. I'm the author of many books about gardening. I'd like to talk about how I started writing books about gardening. My book, Make Your Garden Unique, is for that category of people who enjoy gardening but are unsuccessful at it. As you know, some people buy some plants and put them in their garden when they move into a new house. But unfortunately, they are not able to grow trees and flowers in their gardens, though they use high-quality plants. Why don't they get professional gardeners, you may ask? Because their services cost a lot of money. And in addition, gardening brings joy to many people. My readers think I must come from a family of gardeners, but both my parents are water sports teachers. They did their best to interest me in some kind of sport, but my poor health did not allow me to do any. Throughout my life, I've worked in different places. While working for the National Nature Reserve, I was asked to write about my day at work for an environmental project. I have always been good at writing. I won a short story prize at school and wrote a couple of interesting essays at college, but I had no real passion for writing then. Only when I wrote for an environmental project, I realized how exciting writing could be. So one day, sometime later, I saw an advert in a magazine. The magazine was looking for a journalist who would write about gardening. I applied immediately. I thought I could do it parallel with gardening. I got the job, and after a while, I became an editor. As editors work irregular hours, it didn't leave me time for gardening. I liked my job, but I loved gardening even more. Consequently, I decided it was time for a change, and I left the job. My bosses weren't very happy about it, I must say. So I went back to gardening. At the same time, I started writing a book, and I've never regretted it, really. My first book was received with enthusiasm. As a result, I started working on my second book about gardens around the world. Writing books isn't an easy thing to do. It takes years of experience to learn to write attractively. In my opinion, my book was a success because I included interviews in a way that amused the readers and not just dry information. Of course, the information was correct and well-researched, but any writer does the same thing while writing. Today, many magazines and books on gardening include a lot of photographs, and it's good. But those pictures mostly show how things might be and not how they really are. I don't like that. In contrast to those books, my book contains real-life photographs, which brought many people into gardening. The text is still an important part, though. Readers do not just buy beautiful pictures, you know. Recently, I have been asked to take part in a TV program, but I haven't decided to take this job yet. It's true I'll have less time for writing, but it's a good idea to do something else from time to time. The idea is to interview the people who have the most amazing gardens in Europe. It's also true that such a TV program could make me a celebrity immediately, but I'm not ready for the situation when I get recognized in the street, although my publisher says that's something I should really be happy about.
This is the end of the listening part.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.